The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another BBB Bite by Bite. This is a show specific to, of course, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB, hashtag that bad boy for all your information. Of course, great website as well. And of course, Feeding America is Michael Coleman, a little bit of shorter platform here. And we talk about everything going on. You always mention, and I love mentioning Publix too, because my son works there. Works here in the Birmingham area, and then he's also going to school at Clemson, and he picked up a job there. And I see how they work behind the scenes. I've been to some of their corporate things, and while they do want to see people further their education, it's amazing to know that if you work at Publix, just so you know, if you stay there for 4 years, you can be making six figures. In 4 years, you could be a manager, pretty much, if that's your line of work you want to do. But I know you really depend on corporate America for some of your biggest givings, if you will, and Publix is one of those.
Yeah, so this week, Publix had their second hunger summit. And so Publix operates in 8 states. They're moving into the 9th state, I think. And so there are 39 food banks in those 8 states. And so they paid for all the CEOs to come down and treated us to come down to talk with their CEO and their staff and some staff from Feeding America to really kind of highlight our partnership. And one of the things that I think is so important for the public to know is how much Publix puts into caring for those in the world who are struggling with food insecurity. So Publix has this is one example. Publix has a company that basically buys all their produce that works with the farmers, and then they get it from there. And so they, you know, support a lot of local farmers where, you know, you can get it overseas. But they just announced that they went over 1 billion pounds of donated food in their history.
Wow.
And so to illustrate what that looks like, they did this example. Everybody here knows what a semi truck looks like. It's 18 wheeler. You could put about 40,000 pounds on a semi truck. Mm-hmm. 1 billion pounds, you could put semi trucks end to end from Jacksonville, Florida to Atlanta, Georgia, end to end.
Wow.
That's how much food that a corporation like Publix has given. So some of the things that they do, they give us monetary grants to support programming, like helping, you know, the last 2 years, one of the grants has bought new refrigerated box trucks for us.
Nice.
I mean, those are $200,000 vehicles. Mm-hmm. They're not cheap. And they continue to, and they do things like right now, they're 2 times a year. They do, when you go in, and matter of fact, do all my shopping at Publix close to my house. And I was going through the line. They're like, "Hey, do you want to support the local food bank?" Yep. Well, I didn't say, I do.
Got that today.
So yeah. So, you upgrade that. And then what they do is they take all the stores in that area and then they send it to us and they go, "Okay, you raise," I'm just going to make this number up, $75,000. Well, then what they do is they make all their product available and you get to spend the $75,000 and you'll get truckloads of food sent. And on top of that, they're sending regular once a month, they send an additional full truckload of fresh produce from their company. That's just their company culture.
So I understand. So they're raising money for you. They're giving you the money, but they're inviting you to spend the money back with Publix. And obviously they get their Publix brand, which is a lot cheaper and just as good as anything else. So that's brilliant. I mean, it really is because what a great idea.
Yeah. They invest so much money just in volunteering and caring for the community, be involved. And look, I'm highlighting Publix because I just went to this great Hunger Summit event. You know, Walmart is very, very good. There's Aldi's, the Winn-Dixie's. I mean, just every chain. And that's what's in this area. There's mm-hmm. other stores like Kroger's that aren't in this area. But all these companies. Now, I will say this, just to be an honest broker here. Our tax laws allow them to take a large tax donation when they donate food. Mm-hmm. So there is a financial incentive. However, what we're working on together is, and you really see that they're in it. Yes, it helps. We capture all that, and it does help recoup some of the money. But right now in America, they put this statistic out a couple of days ago, 97 billion pounds of food are put into our, let me rephrase that. We produce 97 billion more pounds of food than we need in our country.
Annually. Wow.
The vast majority of that ends up in landfills. Now,
you're talking 97 billion, and you just mentioned they just went past 1 billion in donations. That's amazing.
That's right. So every year we produce that from meat, produce, everything else. So the problem is not scarcity. The problem is access. And so what I want to do is I want to follow this up next week and talk about this scarcity versus access. But in a nutshell, there is enough food in America to feed all of our citizens. There is enough food in the state of Alabama to feed all Alabamians. We're working hard for that. What we're trying to overcome is to source the food, to keep food out of good, healthy, fresh food out of landfills. We're trying to source it, get it, and then improve access so that the person in the most remote areas can get access to it while it's still fresh and it's still. And so there's this whole network out there, but I really want to talk about scarcity versus access next week.
We'll do it next week.
Follow up on this.
There you go. Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB, hashtag that bad boy. And listen to our show every single week right here, Bite by Bite on Tony Curry Radio.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.